Doubtless you know it's tax season again, which means most of us are trying to make sure we take all the deductions we legally can. For a lot of taxpayers, having a home is the best and biggest tax deduction. Here with tax tips for homeowners is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you here. What are some of the deductions, Michelle, that maybe homeowners are overlooking?
Well, the first one, which you should probably already know, but just in case, is you need to take a deduction for the real estate taxes and mortgage interest you pay for your home. Also, don't forget to deduct any loan origination fees, or they're called points, that you might have paid if you got a new mortgage. And a point is essentially equal to 1% of the mortgage amount, so you want to be careful to not forget that, because that can amount to quite a bit of money.
And that's true for refinancing as well, isn't it?
That's right. If you refinance and you paid points, in most cases, those points are deductible in the full year that you paid. But there's a caveat to that. You can only allot the points for as long as the loan is. So if you've got a 30-year loan, you can only deduct a 30th of those points that you paid for the time that you have the loan.
How about interest on home equity loans, Michelle?
That's definitely deductible. Lots of folks think you can only deduct it, however, if you made home improvements, and that's not so. You can deduct interest that you paid on home equity up to about $100,000, but you definitely want to check with the IRS. They've got a great website, irs.gov, and you can type in and look up what kind of deductions you can get for home equity, but you can deduct the interest in most cases that you've paid on a home equity loan.
How about people working from home these days, which an awful lot of people are? What are the rules for taking a home office deduction?
Well, listen, now you're getting into a really tricky area. And I tell you, people always want to know, you know, what are the sort of red flags to get audited? This is one of them. You need to be very careful and understand exactly what you can deduct if you have a home business. The best thing I can tell you to do is go to publication 587. Again, you can get that from the IRS website, irs.gov, and it'll tell you about all the things that you're eligible to claim for your home business. If you're still not sure, this is one of those cases where I think you need to consult a professional so that you do it the right way and you don't send up a red flag on your tax return.
Like deducting the entire cost of your home because you send out a little email occasionally?
Exactly. I mean, some people go overboard. And I mean, I've heard people try to deduct the vet bill. I mean, all kinds of things. It's really crazy. You need to be so careful with this and really be honest, because you don't want your return to be pulled out because you've tried to do something that's just not right.
This has all been about homeowners so far, but a lot of people, of course, are not homeowners. What about some deductions that they should be making sure that they take?
Listen, there are lots of people out there who are paying on student loans. And if you don't already know that, I've got good news for you. You can take a deduction for the interest that you pay, in most cases, on your student loan up to $2,500. Now, that deduction phases out at certain income levels. If you're single, it phases out at $50,000 or more. If you're married filing jointly, it's $100,000 or more. I would suggest, again, you go to the IRS website, publication 970. That's 970. So listen, if you're paying a student loan, please don't forget to take that deduction if you're eligible. Listen, teachers, instructors, and teachers' aides can take a deduction up to $250 for school supplies that they buy for their classroom. Now, I know many teachers spend far more than that, but listen, every little bit helps.
Don't leave that money on the table.
Do not leave it on the table. And here's one for the members of the National Guard and Military Reserve. You can take a deduction for expenses when you travel more than 100 miles from your home for your reserve duty.
Personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary on Day-to-Day from NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.